Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Tyler, and Keon's not here.
Well, I am, but I'm not.
You're not.
I am in Tennessee right now when this podcast will be broadcast.
So I'm all alone.
So Tyler's all alone in
and
the
Keon's
world.
Keon's in Tennessee.
Well, Danielle will keep you safe.
Yes.
She's very strong.
She's
I've seen her wield your sword. Oh, that is going to sound bad. Because Tyler has actual swords.
Yeah, and she will take them and play with them around.
Right, so
but, yeah.
She does play with Tyler's sword all the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Moving on. But, yeah. So, we're Keon and Tyler, your personal trainers for the podcast. I don't do it this
opening thing it's often. The second. So, April Fool's Day has been completed.
Are you a fan of April Fool's?
If it's done well. Like the community episode with April Fools, did you see that?
Yes.
That was pretty funny.
That was well done.
Yes. I love Community.
Community is a great show. But yeah, I enjoy April Fools when it's done well.
Uh-huh.
But so often I just don't find people funny.
Yeah, or you know what?
People's humor is not entertaining to me. Cuz I think I have a weird sense of humor.
You do. It's very true. So, quick note, if you haven't yet, email us about your ideas for what we can do as a community. Go back and listen to the last two podcasts. We've talked about it over and over, but podcast@truefitnessacademy.com.
Or you could leave a posting on our Facebook.
Or on Facebook. We'll head into that realm. But today, we'll get right into our topic.
Boom.
I feel like this will be a rant and a half.
Yeah, this is going to be a ranter.
All right.
So basically, found this article about this lady was listing the top 10 reasons why she didn't want to go work out.
Go work out or didn't want to go to
like
the gym?
Didn't like the gym.
Okay, because working out and going to the gym are two different things.
So going to the gym, thus working out, but it was going to the gym.
Okay, so we're going to go through her list.
We're going to go through this list and basically debunk all of them.
Right.
Because all of them are lame.
Just so you know, this is my first time hearing the list.
Keon is virgin to this list. So, number 10, bad weather. She doesn't want to go to the gym because there's bad weather outside.
What?
Yes.
That's one reason to go to the gym. It's because...
That was my answer. It was literally, it's indoors. Why wouldn't you want to go?
Right. Sure, you have to walk the, 30 feet from your car to the door, and you might get wet. But who cares?
It's indoors. So
it's indoors,
I think that's why that's number 10. I think she was looking for...
She was like, ugh, feeling around the dark. Okay.
So, bad weather. But, yeah, that was kind of my thing. Was like, it's indoors, so why wouldn't you want... that's lame.
Right.
Also, working out outdoors in bad weather is kind of fun.
Makes you feel like a badass.
Yeah. I mean, I love swimming in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
If it's thundering and lightning, I don't. But if it's raining, oh, I'll go swimming. That's a blast.
Oh, for sure.
I remember playing water polo games in the rain. It's so much fun.
Yeah, then the lightning started and then we weren't allowed to. Right. And that only happened once or twice while I was playing.
Or you can get, certain gear. I was trying to think of other reasons. Get a raincoat.
Yeah. And they're not expensive. Or just get an umbrella. Ta-da!
Yeah, I don't know.
You didn't get wet.
Yeah, that one was lame. But this other one's lame, too. And then they get into more productive things. Too early. Because her thing was that most of the classes she wanted to take were in the morning. So
she's lazy.
Yes. Basically, I then went, because I wake up early for the most part, and it's, you have to just set your clock differently.
Right.
In the sense of go to bed earlier.
Right.
Wake up earlier.
Right.
So
not that hard.
Yeah. Also, I found getting prepared, the night before helps.
Absolutely.
Also, I found if I have a big breakfast in the morning, right when I wake up, I tend to then not want to work out even though I'm up. So if I eat light, I'm more willing to work out.
Got it.
So that was kind of my other thought process.
Got it.
Number 8, hard to stay motivated.
Okay, that's a reasonable. That is actually, I think, one reason why most people don't work out.
Yeah.
So that's actually, I'm surprised that's not number 1.
Number one.
Well, don't go there yet.
I'm not gonna go there.
Is it?
Is entertaining.
Okay, entertaining.
Yeah.
But that's why you have friends who go to the gym with you, or that's why you hire a trainer to stay motivated. That's one. I mean, that's the main motivation. I have a job right now.
Yeah.
It's because people need motivation.
Keep people motivated. Also, I find you just also if you keep realistic goals. So often, I feel people are like, "I'm gonna be super thin," and they don't see the results
in like 3 days. Yeah. Right. For me, if you set a goal, make it so attainable, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
Like, I want to lose 10 pounds in 3 months. Okay. Yeah. And when you get to that goal, you're like, oh, I still have 2 months left? Awesome. You know? And then you set another really attainable goal.
So, that one was pretty easy. Then, it takes too much time was number 7.
Okay.
And
Did she have any other reasoning besides it takes too much time? Like,
it takes too much time, like... In the sense of she doesn't have enough time in her day to do it.
That's crap.
And I was right there with you. Basically, my two examples were, A, it should be a priority.
Right.
That what else are you doing during the day that you couldn't take an hour?
Even half an hour.
Then you cheating. You looking at my notes. I literally, the next thing is take a 30-minute hit.
Right.
Is I was like, you can do a 30-minute just high-intensity thing and be done.
Right. That's like tomorrow. I have clients at 7 through noon, then I go work at the air gym, 3 to 7. I have 3 hours in the middle of my day. That's it, you know? So guess what I'm doing? I'm doing a quick workout so I can come back here, eat, change, shower, go. That's it, you know?
So that was something that I was like, really? Okay. Number 6, this one I think is something that often gets passed over, is that it hurts. And that there is a... discomfort. I wouldn't say hurt, because if you're hurt, you're doing it wrong.
Right.
But there is a discomfort.
But you know what? This actually digs into something a lot deeper for me. Most people live life with the prime goal of avoiding pain, not maximizing their life. Sometimes good things hurt.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like...
The easiest road is sometimes the hardest. No, the best road is always the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the quote?
Yeah.
My mind's still on meds.
You know what? Just be pig-headed and stubborn and do hard work, and you'll get what you want. You know what hurts more? Dying 15 years before you're supposed to.
Yeah.
What hurts even more than that is not being able to pick up your grandchild. No, what hurts more than that is having type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and then have a stroke. That hurts more. Than lifting a weight every day.
I fully agree. And so, options, my first thought was just tough it out.
Right.
Like, so
come on, suck it up.
But my next thing was start slow.
I feel
like so often people just go big or go home, which I think is a great strategy a lot of times, but then there's people that should probably pace their way into things.
Right. So. No, absolutely. And there are methods of exercise that don't hurt as much. You know, like, you don't have to do, like you were saying, the high-intensity stuff where you're pouring sweat, blah, blah, blah. You can do yoga, Pilates. You can do low-impact stuff where you're moving your body and it hurts much less, you know?
Yeah.
You'll still get some benefit. So it is kind of a time-intensity trade-off. You know, the more time you spend, the less intense it should be. So therefore, the less pain, but the shorter time, the more intense it should be. So therefore, more pain.
Yes.
Right? Or more discomfort.
More discomfort.
Right.
So number 5, we're now in the top 5. And this one, I think, is very valid. The scale doesn't change. That so often, people work out and they're not seeing the results that they want.
Right.
And that was her big thing, was that, like, she's not losing weight.
Okay.
And I was just like, well, have your arms, like, the diameter of your arms have to change. Like, you've changed, maybe lost some inches somewhere. Weight isn't always the number, you know, that people need to base things off of.
No. And correct me if I'm wrong, Tyler, but actually, answer this question.
Okay.
How many people are doing it wrong in the gym?
A lot of them.
Most people, when I walk into a gym, are doing it wrong. They base their fitness on either outdated modalities, or are changing their workouts way too often or never, or they're just doing cardio or just doing weights and they're doing it wrong. So just take a simple, you know, look at this and take, you know, swallow your pride, hire a trainer, get someone to teach you how to do it right, because you know what? Sorry, you don't know how to move your body right. Our culture has not taught you how to do it.
We aren't teaching kids what a potato is. How right. are we teaching you how to move your body right?
Exactly. So I don't care if you were a college athlete or, you know, were whatever.
Some of the worst people were college athletes.
Oh, my gosh. They have no idea how to move. They have had a crappy coach, blah, 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 or, you know, not enough coaching, too much coaching, and they don't know how to do the movement right. So swallow your pride. Hire someone to show you how to do it right, and you will, I guarantee, if you find the right person, you will reach your goals 10 times faster.
Oh, yeah. Number four, they're bored. She gets bored too fast, which I then pictured that she's just on a treadmill
right.
going to town, which can get boring.
Absolutely.
So I then was like, well, what about classes?
Which she did mention at the, you know, too early.
Yeah. Was too early for classes, so then she was bored when she, like, I guess it's kind of that thing where, let's say she doesn't go in the morning, she then would go at night and just run.
Right, or walk.
And so then she's bored.
She sounds like a walker to me.
Yeah. So now she's bored, and I was like, well, what about, like, yoga?
Right.
What about just, I mean, Zumba or any of the other right. classes?
And, you know, if you don't find something you love, you won't do it. Yeah. So.
And that was kind of my thing, was like, then do, like, rock
climbing. Right, like our buddy
or
Roberto.
Or join a softball league, or join, like, something just right. to start moving a little bit. You'll realize there's some...
Right, like, I take a sick joy in lifting weights, you know? Yeah. Like, that's pleasurable to me.
So, that was good. So then the top three is when it gets pretty good.
Okay.
It's confusing. Which it should be. You don't know how to do it.
Right, this goes back to, I'm not reaching my results.
Yeah.
Yeah, goes right back to that.
It goes right back to, and my number one thing was, like, then get a trainer, get a book to read. Like, do
hard.
Some informational knowledge building before you jump in. But then at the same time, anything's good.
Right.
I feel at the same time, that's safe. Like, getting on the elliptical and doing that, or doing a little bit of walking around your neighborhood. What? You have a story.
I do. In the past 2 months, I've had so many people walk up to me and say, can you show me how to use the elliptical machine? Okay. Here's how it works.
Press the green button that says start and start
but
going.
But they didn't, like, they were just, there's so many people who are just, like, scared of trying something new. And making a fool out of themselves. It's not. The elliptical. Yeah, you're raised off the ground a good foot and a half, 2 feet. So it could be scary, but
yeah.
It's kind of entertaining.
No, it's very entertaining.
And then you know what? Also, like this, it's confusing thing. You know what? That, like you're saying, that's good. Your body should be confused. You shouldn't. You should never fall into a rhythm.
No.
With exercise, it should always be a little bit confusing. And then you know what? If you stick with something, you get that pig-headed stubbornness. And just work through this, it won't be confusing anymore. Like,
yeah.
You remember when fractions were hard?
Not anymore.
Nope. Well, actually, they still are. I'm kidding.
Oh. I don't think they're that hard.
Like 100 over 1? I don't know what that is. That's just 100, Tyler.
Oh.
It's a joke.
Dang it. So, but yeah,
okay.
It should be confusing.
Exactly. All right, what's number two?
Number two is she hates to sweat.
Get over yourself. Gosh.
Well,
you
sweat a lot more than I do.
Yes.
So, what are, like, sweating, do you do any, are you, you're...
I live in my, I love
you
sweating.
Don't care.
Sweating is good for your skin, it helps release toxins, it's good for your pores. There are so many benefits of sweat, like, you're supposed to sweat, it's the way, that's how we lose and regulate our heat, it's either 25 or 60% of our heat regulation is done through sweating. So, get over yourself. Yeah,
I think it's 60. 60 sounds more realistic.
I forget.
I think
that.
It's a lot of it.
The other one.
But literally, I wrote down, get a towel, suck it up, or swim. Swimming is the one thing that is a great exercise that you don't feel the sweat.
Right, you still sweat.
You sweat, yeah.
Mm.
But you don't feel it.
Right, yes. So, that's a stupid one. You know, because I walk into a hot room, I'm sweating.
Yeah.
You know, I go on vacation. Oops, I'm sweating. You know, and you know what? This person sounds like she might be a little bit overweight. Lose some weight.
You won't be sweating as much.
Sorry.
So the number one is your and I's favorite. Annoying people.
That's okay. The reason why she I will agree with that.
I mean, that's the number one reason why I don't want to go to gyms.
Right. That's the reason I work out mostly at my mom's studio now. I'll grab a TRX and just go to town.
Is that there's annoying people, and my first answer was work out at home. Try and ignore them, which is harder than you would think.
Right.
Because there are people that are just
dumb.
It's not so much that they're dumb. They're just not aware of their space. And that's where I get so frustrated at the gym. It's like, I'm over here minding my own business.
Right.
Why are you involved in my area?
Yeah, or my favorite is you'll walk into the gym, you'll start doing something on a bench, and there's four other benches. They'll choose the one right next to you.
Yeah.
Wait, time out. No. You choose the one it's at like, least one.
Yeah.
It's like the urinals. It's urinals, yeah.
You always pick, when you walk, I mean, every guy knows this. When you walk into a bathroom, you pick the urinal farthest away or closest to the door.
Right.
Then
exactly. Or if you
leave one open between each person.
Right. Then people can start filling in the gaps.
Yeah.
It's simple. Simple. Simple.
I also went to try a new gym.
Right.
Like personal training gyms, you won't have to deal with people that much.
Right. Or just, go join a boot camp. Yeah. Because then you don't have to think about anything.
Yeah.
You don't get the confusing part. You don't get the lack of motivation because you have a trainer. You get all of the goodness without any of the crap. Or small group training.
Yeah.
All of that.
Or going off hours. Anytime before 3, that feels kind of off hours.
10 to 3.
10 to 3 and like
past 7 or before 7.
Before 7.
Yeah.
7 to 10, it's pretty packed. And then 10 to 3, it's not.
Right. And then 4 to 7, it's packed.
Packed, yeah. So, I don't know. It was just kind of as I was reading, I was like, wow, this person just really does not want to go to the gym.
Yeah, you know what? And it's the fact that she made this list, it's not because she doesn't want to go to the gym. She just doesn't have the mindset. You know, it's like she really just doesn't want to get fit. That's her whole thing.
Yeah.
She hasn't committed to changing. And so because of that, that's why she's making excuses. If you are committed to changing, you'll do anything. You know, you'll deal with the crappy people. You'll find the motivation. You'll learn how to do it right. You'll whatever. And, because I'm, going back to the boot camp thing. Most boot camps are around $200 to $300 a month.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's expensive, but it's much cheaper than hiring a trainer one-on-one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a trainer one-on-one is anywhere from $50 to $80 an hour.
Oh, yeah.
So you do that 3 times a week. Over the course of 4 weeks, what is that? 3 times 4, 12. 12 times, let's just say, 8. That's 900 and...
You start doing math way too fast, and I'm on DayQuil.
Oh. Sorry.
It's
it's $960 a month.
It's way expensive.
Right, and that's, not cheap. So, for this lady, for all of you who might sympathize with her or resonate with her, just... get over your, instead of finding the excuse, find the reason,
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a big, big thing. So.
And, I have to talk myself into working out some mornings, and it's kind of that cutting out all of your excuses is probably the best way to do it.
Absolutely.
It's just cut them all out.
Right. So, you don't have motivation. You hire someone. It's too early. You go later. There is always a solution.
There's always an answer.
Exactly, unless you're fighting the juggernaut.
Yep.
In which case, he wears a helmet that blocks psychic abilities.
And you're done.
You're screwed.
You're screwed.
Game over. All right. Why don't you take us out, Tyler? I think that's enough for today.
I'm going to leave you with paper towels.
Paper towels? All right. Come Monday, I will still be in Tennessee. So, suck it, bitches. I'm so excited for this trip. You have no idea. All right, well, we will talk to you Monday, and until then, enjoy your weekend. Peace.